Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we're going to continue talking about supernatural manifestations. We've been talking about how we relate to the supernatural realm in general. And again, we just want to be reminded that we have authority in and over that realm. And that's the basis of our confidence and our approach to the supernatural realm. And we use the term supernatural realm to specifically counter the misconception that the supernatural beings are on the same scale as God, that God is, you know, we're on God's side, and then our enemies are on the opposite side, when really it's God and us are on our own side, and everything is in subjection to us. It's not an equal fight. The reason you have enemies in your life is so that you can learn to conquer them. You have wounds so you can learn to get healed. We have, well, Satan and his cronies are here on this earth. They were left here, even after they were defeated at the cross and at the resurrection. They were left. They're left in your life to help you learn to live as the spirit being that God made you to be 2,000 years ago. Without challenges, without hindrances, without an enemy, we would not need to learn how to overcome. At the core of our being, that's what we're here to learn to do, is overcome, to rule over ourselves, for our spirit to rule over our soul and our body, and to reign over our circumstances, time, the world system, our enemies. If all God wanted to do was have us hang out, it would be a waste of time. Why let us languish in a life here on this earth if we did not have a purpose and all we were waiting to do was die and go to heaven? It is for freedom that we have been set free. It is not for bondage. It is not to be subservient to our circumstances. It is to conquer them, not in our own soulical strength, not in our own physical strength, but in our spiritual character, nature, strength, being. So this is why we distinguish between the spirit and the supernatural realm, because Satan is not God's enemy. He's God's created being. God didn't create something to be his enemy. He created Satan and his cronies and all the angels and any other supernatural beings that may be out there for us. Now, we all have beliefs, and we all have history, and we all have a temperament, and wounds, and desires, and things going on in our lives. And we often find it real difficult to determine what path we're on. And this is why we repeat over and over and over again. And we will continue to repeat over and over and over again that the fundamental aspect of our relationship with God that we need to emphasize in our own lives and encourage in others is our ability to hear his voice for ourselves. If you can't hear his voice, you are already deceived. Now, that deception may not be doing you any harm, but it's not doing you any good. It's separating you from God. And very often, the big trap that that deception causes in our lives is to waste time and energy and effort following breadcrumbs to dead ends. So it's so important, it's fundamental that we hear from him and have confidence, know how to test it, and then act on it. This is, again, not something you need to talk him into. God wants to talk to you. He's already communing with you in your spirit 24/7. He's not afar off. He's not hiding from you. He's not trying to change expectations. He's not trying to find a way to keep you from reaching him. But if we have an expectation that we are supposed to achieve something in order to get him to do something for us, he doesn't respond as we expect. Now, he very often, because he loves us, responds. And this is one of the problems we have with this, with our concept of prayer. And we try to avoid using that term just simply because we all have our own preconceptions about what that means. We just want to hear from him and talk with him and listen and receive and give and commune. It's not about persuasion or asking or, you know, this whole prayer chain thing. We cannot solve something. We cannot solve our social challenges without addressing our individual issues. Let's say we could turn the government in whatever country you're in, your government, into a so-called Bible-believing, righteous, whatever your definition of a godly government might be. Let's say that could happen overnight. That wouldn't change the hearts of the people. It would not then enable them to hear God and to know Him and to have their wounds healed. And we think that the reason that, well, the reason we want our government to be righteous, we often think that if our government were righteous, then God would bless us. God would intervene. We would have some kind of a revival and people would be changed. But God's not interested in being judged on the standards of what kind of a government we have. It's the other way around. It's if you're waiting for something else in your life to be perfected or changed or fit into a certain circumstance before you think God can heal you, revive you, give you your life purpose and meaning, free you, speak to you, give you rest. If you think something else has to change, you have made an idol out of that thing. If you think that your life will be better once society is better or the laws change or someone else is voted into office, if you think then God will move on your behalf, you have idolized the government. You have placed that thing, that circumstance, above God, because you see that thing as keeping God from doing something He wants to do. Now people say, well, God Himself bound Himself to that. He says, God says that He won't bless us if our government is bad. There has never, ever, and never will be a righteous government. Governments are necessary. They're a necessary evil, if you will, because we citizens are not perfect. It's not the other way around. God does not, He is not resting His hope in our government. Now, do we want to elect righteous and honest and truthful people to office? Absolutely. But one of our problems has been that we've elected people, whether they said they were Christians or whatever they said, and then let them go. And then thought that, okay, just by praying for them or praying around election time, that everything would turn out right. Well, again, we come back. Why are we here? It's not so we can have an easy life. And that's really what we want. We don't want pain. We don't want things to be hard. We want it to be as easy as possible. And we kind of figure, okay, when things are easy, then God is blessing us and we must be doing things right. You know, we're being rewarded for praying right or for electing the right person. And then a lot of times it's God just giving us a break between crises. We so often respond so much better when there's a crisis in our lives. So that's very often why we go from crisis to crisis. In those three areas we've talked about before, the physical, the financial, and the relational. Wouldn't it be just so much easier if we just learned, no, we just really need to spend time with God so He can give us ears to hear and a heart that responds and heal us the way we need to be healed. Now, He's pouring out His Spirit wherever He wants, in individuals and in groups and in countries. He knows what He wants to do with this country. He knows what He wants to do with your country. But your business is, what does He want to do in you? In your day, in your night, your tomorrow, your next week, your family. Don't worry about what's out there. Don't be fretting about what's going on in areas that you don't have any influence over. Now you, those areas where you have authority, you exercise authority. In the physical realm, in the natural realm, you have authority over the natural going things going on in the natural realm. And likewise, in the supernatural realm, you have authority. And we learn to exercise that. But our goal is to learn to live as spirit beings. And there's only one way to start, and that's by hearing Him. And the best way to speed that process up is by spending lots and lots of time with Him. Even during train rides into work. Don't do it if you're driving. But even then, there's going to be a choosing moment by moment. What is more important, listening to this radio program or listening to God? Let giving Him an opportunity. Because again, He's always speaking to you. The problem is not that you're not hearing from Him in your spirit. The problem is that your spirit is blocked from your soul by that wall. And your spirit is taking that wall down brick by brick. Our problem is we're not cooperating from the soulical side, and we even try to put the bricks back. We want to strengthen that wall. So God entices us, and He teaches us. So we want to learn to become comfortable in dealing with the supernatural realm and what goes on there, and say, Lord, I want to learn what goes on there because I don't want this to be a hindrance. If we have such a hard time understanding the physical realm, changing our beliefs, seeing how the physical realm works, we carry that approach into the supernatural. And yet God, the way things happen in the supernatural realm is totally different than what goes on in the natural realm, just as we have different senses that operate, but and different laws that operate in the supernatural realm. So just as there's a distinction of authority, of laws, of the kinds of creatures that are in each one of those, we have such a hard time comprehending and even recognizing the influence of the spirit realm. So the quicker we can become familiar and comfortable exercising authority, ruling and reigning in the physical realm, the natural realm, and then in the supernatural, the soulical realm, then we will be available and ready to move into our true nature, having full reign, so that we would be one, spirit, soul, and body, in God. So that in the spirit realm, we can be ourselves and know God face to face. It's not as hard as we make it out to be, but because we've got so many misbeliefs, those misbeliefs separate us from one another and from God and from the path He wants us to take. So the more willing we are to leave those beliefs, the more quickly we will move into an alignment of spirit, soul, and body. This is God's job. And your spirit, my spirit, is already fully aware in cooperating with Him. So the problems are not between us and God. It's between, our problems are between our soul and our spirit. So we've been talking about these supernatural experiences. And we've been talking about the categories that the church has become comfortable talking about, you know, miracles and signs and wonders and dreams and visions and trances and warfare with the demonic. These are all categories or approaches, but it all comes back down to hearing God's voice. You know, when we talk about having a dream, we think, okay, I have to figure out, write it down, figure out what it's all about, interpret it, apply it. When really, everything that happens in the supernatural realm, we start with the same response. Lord, is this from you? Everything in our life, Lord, is this from you? Lord, is this you? Lord, what do you want to talk to me about? Is this something I should give attention to? I think one of our enemy's big strategies is to keep us so distracted by things that we just don't have time. We waste our precious time following those breadcrumbs to dead ends, thinking that if something is supernatural, it must be from God. Well, in one sense, absolutely, because God created everything in the supernatural realm. But we think, okay, if it's from Him, then everything will lead us to holiness. We can trust everything. But again, His purpose is to teach you, to test what you've learned. Not so you can fail, but so you can gain confidence. I don't know what He has next for us in this next life, but I'm pretty confident that the more we know now, the more we become spirit, soul, and body now, the easier it's going to be in the next thing. So as we learn what's going on in the supernatural realm, and we open ourselves up to receiving and participating in the supernatural realm, we take as our first awareness to be open to the witness of the Spirit. Sometimes it's going to be something an acknowledgement a movement that we've heard before, but sometimes it may be new. And we want to be open to God revealing himself in whatever way he chooses. Because it may be that he chooses a new way to confirm and make himself known to you. And we want to let him be able to choose whatever way he wants to. So as we experience the supernatural as part of our training and even of our everyday life, we become more and more familiar with and responsive to the witness of our spirit to his spirit. Because we are one with him as a spirit being, we grow in confidence in that still small voice, that presence. We test what we hear and what we experience, not against what other people say or what we've read or what we think, but against the nature and character of Christ. We are encouraged by his call to greater dependence on him rather than more work, higher standards, or greater knowledge in ourselves. In other words, rather than trying harder or being better, we let him do it. We enter into greater rest and the strength of stillness, quietness, peace, even as he works in and through us. More and more, he draws our focus toward himself with a witness of his life and truth bearing fruit in our life, changing us from the inside. We learn to walk gently with him on his path, step by step, moment by moment, with a growing understanding of the way he does things, his ways, because we have experienced his ways, not just learned about them. We have experienced his love for us personally. It's not that we believe he loves us and has good for us. We've experienced his love for us and his goodness. This is true communion, true fellowship, his eternal life. Remember, you already have, right now, all the eternal life you're ever going to get. Are you experiencing it? Are you working hard to please God, or working hard because you have already pleased him? When we work hard from having already received life, it's a satisfying activity. There's no strain, no stress that burdens us. It is work. But we are working with him. Our purpose is known And our strength comes from confidence and having received what he gives us, not trying to achieve something, but because we have already achieved. So much of this experience is based on prior knowledge. We gain understanding after the fact. So ask the Lord, make yourself open for what he wants for you this week. Even tonight, Lord, I want to know you, even if I don't understand something. I'm willing to try something new. Don't be afraid of making a mistake, misunderstanding, or being deceived. He's big enough to keep you on the path he has for you. So we'll pick it up here next week. We'll be talking about receiving supernatural experiences. He wants you to. He wants you to experience the supernatural realm. You already are. He wants you to do it intentionally. So until then, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great night.